Here we go. It's more of the coach's show as we head on down to Kabul and talk with head coach of the Bulldogs, Coach Spittler. How we doing, man?
Pretty good. How about you?
Fantastic. Congratulations on getting a little love shown through the state high school football rankings.
Thanks. Yeah, it's kids are pretty excited. The community seems to be pretty excited. It's been a while since Kabul's been state ranked.
Been a while, and now as a coach, Bub, your hardest part right now is, you know, that means nothing. Who cares? Stay focused,
oh, yeah.
Stay aggressive.
Yeah, we've had that discussion several times this week. There was a day or two where we didn't have very good practice because we just came out and thought we were a little better than we actually are, and they took a couple butt chewings, and hopefully we've got it all righted the ship.
Absolutely. Well, last week, week two, you picked up your second win, and you took on Skyline. Take us through that game.
Yeah, we traveled to Skyline, kind of got up on them early and put them away, and had a really good first half, and then were able to pull our starters out in the second half and get some JV kids some good experience.
Yeah, and that's key. Man, that is so, so huge for a program to be able to get those number twos and number threes, you know, solid play after play, snap after snap experience at the varsity level, isn't it?
Yeah, it helps a ton, especially because, like, they hadn't played a JV game yet, so that kind of helps get all their jitters out before their first game. And they played on Tuesday, so it helped them quite a bit.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, defensively, your starters looking pretty good, you know. I mean, and that's key, man. You got to have that aggressive, tough defense.
Yeah. I've been pretty proud of that so far. First game of the year, I was kind of a little upset with our performance on defense, and then I looked at the stat line, and with all our tackles for loss and everything, we gave up negative one rushing yard. So then I kind of realized that I was just being too harsh. And then last week, it was kind of the same deal. They got some yards on our JV, but we played pretty solid. Had a pick six. Trey had about 65-yard return for a touchdown, which was huge.
Mm-hmm.
So we're playing pretty well right now. We just need to keep that up.
Well, tonight you take on the Willow Springs Bears, and that game will be over on our sister station, KUKU 100.3 Classic Country. What are you seeing out of Willow Springs?
They're pretty young, but they play hard.
Kind of one of those things you got to be really cautious about them getting momentum, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure this is a game they have circled on the schedule where they think they've got a really good shot to win. And they got us last year on our homecoming. So that's kind of been a focus of the week, is getting our revenge and making sure that we play well and play up to the best of our ability.
Well, how is the overall health of the Bulldog team?
So far, it's pretty good. We lost Braxton McCall over the summer in a work accident. But so far, as far as the kids that we have to start the season, we are healthy, and I hope that continues.
Yeah, Coach, no more kids working in the lumber yard.
Yeah.
I mean, freak accident, and you hate it. He's a senior, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's a great kid. He had a really good summer at camp and one of the scrimmages we had, so I was really excited to see what he could do. So I hate it for him. He plays really hard, and it'd be nice if he could get back for the end of the season, but it's not really looking like that'll happen.
Yeah. Well, a lot of games left, though, and never say never. But tonight, again, your Bulldogs and the Willow Springs Bears. Coach, thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Thanks for having me.
Head coach.